Welcome to this Wednesday edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. Dave Ball here along with Crown CEO Chuck Bentley. And today we'll talk about careers that don't require a college education. And Chuck, there are a number of people for various reasons today that are opting to not go to a traditional four-year college.
Well, Dave, there's a tremendous expense going to a four-year college. It puts a lot of people under financial bondage and financial pressure, even for years and years to come. And so they're looking for alternative ways to fulfill their life purposes and forego an education. Now, let me say up front, I'm real big on education. I think it's wonderful to be able to get more education if you can afford it. And I always recommend it, and particularly a Christian-based education. I think that should be our priority. But here's the data, Dave. About 12 million people graduate from high school every year in the United States. Only about 1.5 million people graduate from college every year in the United States. Mm-hmm. So all those people who graduated from high school and either elected not to go to college or just wasn't where their bent was in life, God's provided ways for them to make a nice living as well. And we want to talk about some of those alternative type careers today, because I think we have many listeners who fall into that category. I do want to say up front that the data shows that a college education enables your earning power to substantially increase. If you look at the numbers from a high school education to a college education to a professional degree to a postgraduate degree, every single time you get more education, your lifetime earning potential increases. But there's also some data that are not included in those numbers, and that is people who own a small business typically do better than people who work for wages. So many times a person can have a skill or a gift that God has given them that doesn't require a college education. Now, it may require professional certification, technical training, some on-the-job training, apprenticeships, those type of approaches where you get really, really good at it. And then if you can take that skill or ability and leverage that into owning your own small business, then you can do very, very well, extremely well. And so today we want to talk about some of those alternative jobs and careers that are available if you decide not to go the route of a four-year college education.
And Chuck, interestingly, from a CNN.com article, among the top 25 paying occupations are jobs in sales, education, law enforcement, construction, administration, and transportation, as well as management and supervisory jobs. And Chuck, none of those occupations require a college education.
Well, Dave, those are the jobs we're going to take a long look at today. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and we'll be right back.
Having trouble keeping up with the latest job trends? Not sure where you fit into the marketplace of the 21st century? Well, let me introduce you to a revolutionary career assessment system based on the timeless truth of the Bible. Career Direct from Crown Financial Ministries. Career Direct is designed to help you maximize your God-given talents by focusing on the four critical components in career selection: personality, interests, skills, and values. Most other career guidance tools only analyze a couple of those. Thanks to cutting-edge technology, this comprehensive assessment can be completed in about an hour. And since it's online, once you're done, Career Direct will give you a thorough but easy-to-read personalized report. If you'd like to join the over 120,000 people who have already benefited from using Career Direct, go to crown.org. Find out where God intends for you to fit into the workforce of the 21st century by using the Career Direct Complete Guidance System at crown.org.
Welcome back to this edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. We're talking about careers that don't require a college education today. And Chuck, about 44% of all the jobs in America are available to those with a high school education. And that's according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. In fact, they say that by 2016, there are expected to be 71 million jobs available to those people who have a high school education.
Or less.
Or less.
And what's amazing about that, Dave, is we immediately assume that those are low-paying jobs. And the fact is, that's actually not true. And what got me interested in this topic is not only do I have children who are in the job market, but I know we have lots of listeners who are re-entering the job market. Maybe they've been through a change in their career, and they're thinking about what they can do, and they're feeling a little bit overwhelmed right now because they're getting all this bad news. But I was recently in a car dealership getting my car serviced, and I got transferred from the mechanical side to the body shop side, and they told me that I needed to have a certain person look at it. Well, I took my car into the body shop, and this guy came out, introduced himself, and within 5 minutes had fixed my problem, shook my hand, and was sending me on my way free of charge. And I looked at him kind of dumbfounded. I said, gosh, I thought I might have to leave it overnight. I thought it might be expensive. You really are amazing. He said, I take my job very seriously, and I'm probably the only person you've ever met that manages a body shop that makes six figures a year. I said, you make six figures a year? And he said, yes, my boss tells me that I'm worth more to him than hiring two other people. So I get two salaries combined. And I said, did you go to school to learn what you do? And he said, no. I was raised in a single-parent home, and my mother taught me that I would only get what I needed in life if I were willing to work hard. So I got a job sweeping floors here. And I worked so hard, I got promoted and promoted and promoted, and I just take my job very seriously. And it made me start to think, you know, if we take the Bible seriously, as the Proverbs say, Proverbs 14:23 says, all hard work leads to profit. It doesn't say all college-educated people who work hard can profit. It says anybody who's willing to work hard. So I thought for our listeners who are trying to encourage their children, maybe they're in job transition themselves, we ought to go through some of these jobs that break the paradigm that you can't do well if you don't go to college. So here's the first one. According to CareerBuilderSalarySurvey.com, these are the 20 highest paying jobs that don't require a college degree. Number one, a margin department supervisor.
Now, what does a margin I've never heard of that. What does a margin department supervisor do?
Well, they oversee a company's credit department. Basically, they manage the customer credit accounts, and they approve or deny credit to customers. So they help businesses, they help small businesses when they have credit accounts.
And what's an average salary for that position?
Well, according to this new survey, $83,579 a year.
Okay, how much?
$83,579 per year.
Wow, that's a great salary.
I think it's terrific, Dave, especially for a person without a college education. Now, you do have to be good with certain skills in order to accomplish that job with excellence.
Well, what's another one?
Number two is an air traffic controller. These are the people that control air traffic around an airport and keep the planes taking off and landing on time and from hitting each other, and we should be grateful for those people.
Well, absolutely. I would imagine that this is one of those particular jobs that requires some kind of a test to make sure you have the temperament and ability to multitask in order to be able to do this job well.
Well, Dave, it's actually interesting because one of our neighbors wanted to become an air traffic controller and graduated from high school. He looked at all that it would take, and there's actually a school where you can go to learn the skill. You have to have above average intelligence. You have to be able to tolerate stress, and you have to be able to multitask and to be highly focused. It is a highly stressful job. And after looking at what the qualifications were, he opted out. He said, I don't think I could ever be successful at air traffic controller. But those who are, they earn on average $75,000 per year.
Wow, that's great. What's the next one?
Automobile service station manager. These are people that supervise these gas stations and the little convenience stores that go with them. And in today's economy, there are fewer and fewer employees in those stores. So if you're good at management and understand the convenience store business and the gas station business surrounding that, there's an opportunity for you. Typically some odd hours in that job.
Sure.
But they earn $72,246 per year on average. So for a person that didn't go to college, that's another place to make a good living.
Well, Chuck, the next one is a place that you spent some time early in your career.
Well, Dave, it's a real estate broker. Real estate brokers do extremely well. Now, there are certain qualifications you need to be able to do that. There's a licensing that is required, as well as just some general knowledge about real estate law, how to sell real estate, how to rent properties, how to provide for financing. But if you can do well in real estate, you can make a great living. According to CareerBuilder, the average income for a real estate broker is $71,000 per year. Now, think about that. That means half the people earn greater than that. So without a college education, getting into real estate is a wonderful career choice.
Well, Chuck, actually, you were a real estate agent. You weren't a broker.
That's correct. A broker has to have a higher licensing, and that means they can employ other agents underneath them.
Okay.
I did not have a broker's license, but it does enable you to start your own business and employ other real estate agents. And by the way, I know it's a tough time in real estate right now. However, there are opportunities, whether the market's going up or down, if you know what you're doing and you can manage your time really well in real estate.
Well, this next one is one that when I read it, I actually had to read it again because I thought it was a very interesting job, but it ranks at number 5 of the top 20 jobs, and it is actually a web surfer.
Well, it sounds like an independent job where you can sit at home, surf through a bunch of web pages and make a lot of money. That is an urban myth. That's not the truth. These are people who are employees of companies that are doing analytics for that company. They're surfing other websites. They're measuring user experiences. They're collecting information. And typically, people under 30 are very web savvy. And with all the tech explosion, they know their way around. They know what's happening on the web. They can find out information really quickly. You don't have to go to college to be able to do this. You have to be smart. You have to be willing to work hard, be very efficient. And if you're able to do that, you can earn $70,000 per year. A great job for somebody who's just very technologically savvy.
Well, and again, we've talked about the fact that you don't need a college education for these jobs, but many will require either certification or going to some kind of a school specifically for those skills or on the job training as well.
Well, and I think there are parents who see their children being very technologically savvy, but maybe they're not willing to do their homework. Maybe God is bending them towards this type of career. So study your children, understand their behaviors, understand what they really light up to, because they may not be very good at reading the books, but they can sure do a great job on the web.
Well, you're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. We're talking about careers that don't require a college education. We'll take a short break and be right back.
Are you over 50 and thinking about retirement? Well, if you want to actually experience retirement one day, you have to plan for it. And we have a book that'll tell you how. It's Your Money After the Big 5-0, written by Crown Financial Ministries co-founder Larry Burkett and financial planner Ron Blue. Your Money After the Big 5-0 will equip you with biblical wisdom and practical advice for succeeding in the second half of life, having a fully funded retirement, and being free to serve the Lord. And you'll learn about the importance of finishing strong and leaving a legacy of stewardship to your children and grandchildren. If you're ready to put together a financial plan for a retirement that'll honor God and give you wealth at last, get a copy of Your Money After the Big 5-0 right now at crown.org. Your Money After the Big 5-0 by Larry Burkett and Ron Blue is available online at crown.org. That's crown.org.
Welcome back to this edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. And today we're talking about careers that don't require a college education. And Chuck, just before the break, you briefly mentioned something that I want you to elaborate on just a bit. You said that one of the most important things as a parent that we can do is understand our children, understand their bent, understand their passions, and be able to focus them and point them in the direction that God's built them. And for some of those kids, it's not college.
Well, sometimes we have this unrealistic expectation that our kids are going to do well in every area of study. Particularly, that pressure exists in academics. Mm-hmm. We expect them to be just as good in the arts as they are in the sciences, or just as good in the humanities as they are in mathematics. And so we have these unrealistic expectations of them, and we get blinded to what they're really good at. Mm-hmm. There's some wonderful studies on some very successful college dropouts. Two that come to my mind would be Bill Gates and Michael Dell. Bill Gates founded Microsoft, Michael Dell, Dell Computers. Neither one of them completed college because they got so into what they were gifted at doing that it became their consuming passion. Now imagine if somebody said, you know, Bill, I think you really should graduate from Harvard before you start Microsoft. Well, Microsoft may have never happened. In fact, it was years later they conferred an honorary degree upon Bill Gates because he dropped out his freshman year. But he did pretty pretty well by that.
Yeah, he certainly did.
And so we need to be sensitive to how God has wired our children so that we can reinforce and encourage them to be who God made them, not just to fit into the system of academia.
Well, you know, there's some of that is just observation, just paying attention to your kids. But sometimes you need an outside tool that really helps you to get beneath the surface and see what's really going on inside your children. And we actually have a tremendous resource for that right here at Crown.
Well, we're big believers in Career Direct. Many people say it's one of the greatest gifts that our late co-founder Larry Burkett left to the organization, because now millions of people have been touched by it, Dave, where they understand how God wired them, and then they pursue living within that skill and giftedness in terms of their career or their education, if they choose to go that route, by how God wired them to learn, what he wired them to be interested in, and what they can do successfully. So I highly recommend it. People can go online now at crown.org, take the assessment, share it with some friends, and ask people, what do you see in me, according to this analysis, that you believe I could be very successful at? Mm-hmm. And it's a wonderful, simple way to get on the right path.
Well, that's a great tool and a great investment in your children.
Absolutely. Dave, let's go back to the salary survey by Career Builder. Number six on their list is a carpenter. Carpenters learn on the job, typically are very, very good with their hands. They can earn $63,345 per year. And if you don't want to work in a construction firm, there's a big demand for honest handymen right now. In fact, I know some people who are making a great living simply going around to homes doing the fix-up kind of things that they're gifted at being able to do, and they can do it efficiently and effectively, and they're staying busy even in this economy.
Well, you know, Chuck, one of the things that we're seeing repeatedly in this list as we go forward is these jobs are for people who are either managing or supervising or taking the lead in a particular area. And this next one follows that same pattern. It's a cable supervisor.
Yes, these are people who supervise the wiring, installation, maintenance of cable. Now, Dave, we're a wired world now. Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot of this going on. Cable supervisors earn about $60,000 per year.
Well, another supervisory role is that of a chemical supervisor.
A chemical supervisor is pretty close to cable supervisors. They earn $57,472 per year, according to the Career Builder Salary Survey, and they oversee people who mix chemicals, verifying that the processes are followed accurately.
Well, one of the areas that has not been as deeply affected in the recession has been that of healthcare, and there are a wide variety of healthcare employment opportunities, and this next one is a home care aide supervisor, which, again, does not require a college degree, but pays quite well.
Well, Dave, there's a huge trend towards less and less in-hospital type care and more in-home type care, and so there's a big demand for people who can do those jobs, especially among the elderly and the disabled. Even right now during this economy, a supervisor typically earns $56,157 per year.
Well, right next to that is a medical facilities housekeeping manager. They earn about $55,000, and they're managing the workers and housekeeping program in medical facilities that basically uphold sanitary and orderly conditions.
And number 11 on the Career Builder list is a flight service manager. Those are people who ensure that flight attendants conform to personal appearance and pre-flight requirements, even helping them to compile their flight reports, and they earn $54,350 a year.
Now, the next one is one that I think as a kid, at least at some point in my life, I wanted to be one of these.
And what was that, Dave?
It's a locomotive engineer.
I guess most boys have dreamed of that, haven't
yeah.
they? Well, what would you have earned if you had gone that career path?
Well, you know, I would have earned a lot more than I expected. It's $54,000. And these are the guys that drive the electric or diesel electric or the gas turbine electric trains that transport passengers and or freight.
A very interesting job indeed, and there's still a lot of freight moved on the railways.
And you can see the country.
The next one is the interior aircraft assembly supervisor. These are people who supervise assembling everything for the inside of an aircraft. They earn $53,000 per year. By the way, I have a friend who was a missionary kid who loved airplanes out in the mission field. He came back to this country and started doing maintenance on airplanes, and he has his own business changing the oil and doing all the FAA-type inspections on private aircraft, and does very well by that, simply being interested in taking care of airplanes.
Well, Chuck, there's about seven more careers that are listed here. Interestingly, of the seven that are left, five are supervisory roles. And you know what? As a supervisor, one of the most important aspects that a good supervisor exemplifies is they've got good character.
They have good character, and they have the ability to get along with other people. And those are two very foundational skills, what I think God-given skills, that you can take and leverage into a nice career even without a college education.
Well, you'll find this entire list of 20 careers on crown.org. We'll take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Running a successful business in this very challenging economy takes more than hard work and a business degree. It takes time-proven principles of leadership, decision-making, and people skills, and a coach to help you navigate these uncharted waters. Business by the Book brings the brightest minds in history to bear on the most important issues facing your business today. Business by the Book provides a step-by-step outline from God's Word on topics such as hiring and firing, pay increases and promotions, management team selection, and much more. Authored by well-known financial expert Larry Burkett, Business by the Book offers a biblical worldview to businesses of all types. Whether you're a startup or an established firm, Business by the Book will coach you through important decisions and guide you each step of the way from God's Word. Business by the Book is available now at crown.org. That's crown.org. Log on, order your copy, and begin enjoying the satisfaction of running your business by the book today.
Welcome back to this final segment of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. We're talking about careers that don't require a college education. And, Chuck, we listed the top 20 income-earning jobs according to CareerBuilder. But literally, that list goes on and on and on.
Dave, there are so many things. As we said earlier, 44% of the jobs available out there have nothing to do with a college education. We're talking about job opportunities that run the gamut from housekeeping, childcare, commercial drivers, data entry opportunities, the food service business, the entertainment business, catering, music. It just goes on and on and on. And quite frankly, you're probably only limited by your creativity and a keen understanding of what you can be really excellent at.
Well, in the process of finding that out, there are really some foundational principles that guide any search for a career, whether you're college educated or not.
You know, Dave, I think the Bible teaches a very core principle that we all need to apply to our lives in our career endeavors, whether we go through college or not. And that comes from Proverbs 14, verse 23. All hard work brings a profit, but mere talk leads only to poverty. You know, we can talk about hard work, we can talk a good game, but it really comes down to getting out there and doing it and applying yourself in an exceptional way. It goes back to that outstanding example I gave of this man who I met that works in a body shop. I was impressed with his ability. It was no surprise to me whatsoever that he was earning six figures in his career field. And it reminded me of this verse. This person knew how to work hard. You could tell he didn't want to waste any time talking to me. He solved my problem. He wanted to go on to the next person. And as he said, he was worth at least two employees to his employer. The other proverb that comes to mind is Proverbs 21:5. The plans of the diligent lead to profit as surely as haste leads to poverty. Hmm. The Living Bible says it this way. Steady plodding brings prosperity. Hasty speculation brings poverty. In other words, the Bible tells us there's two things we need to know to be successful at our chosen career field. In this simple verse, we need to have a plan. We need to know how we're wired and to be doing the things that we can be successful at. And then we need to be diligent. Success comes through diligence. The Living Bible calls it steady plodding, meaning you're the tortoise, not the hare. You just keep trying. You keep learning. You keep applying yourself. And so today, if you find yourself in a job transition, in a difficult circumstance, find out what God wired you to do. Don't feel defeated simply because you may not have the education that other people may have. Know that God has wired you and gifted you to do something unique that you can do well, and then go apply yourself, work hard, and let's see what God will do.
Well, that's good advice. And you'll find all the information that we talked about today at crown.org. Well, thanks for listening to today's program, and thank you for your support of Money Life and Crown Financial Ministries. We'll be back again tomorrow with another edition of Money Life.